Here we are.
Yeah, hit the button. There we go.
And it begins.
Oh, that.
Raiders,
oh, that's
Entertainment
my brother.
Radio,
did I call you that?
Where variety is the spice of life.
I like your intro music.
Welcome.
It's kind of Greek, kind of fun. Sorry.
Yeah. Welcome, everybody, to Readers Entertainment Radio. I am your host, Lisa Watson. And, yeah, we're going off script today, folks, because we have an amazing guest. You have definitely heard her before on the show. Actually, my first show starting the new year last year, she was the first guest. And she has, I have known her for a few years now. We met at the RT Book Lovers Convention, hit it off immediately, and we have not looked back.
No.
So we've kind of adopted each other, and I've, like I said last year, I staked a claim to her parents now, so I am officially her twin.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that happened right away, if I have the story right. Like, we were kind of in it from the beginning. But now it is official.
Yeah.
You are in the will, I found out. So this is it. Paperwork is underway, and it's been notarized.
Right.
Yeah.
And in addition to being my staked claim twin, she has won RT Reviewer's Choice Award for Best Debut Historical a few years ago. And by the end of 2015, and she'll have to update us now, she penned over 16 novels and several novellas. She's been published with Simon and Schuster, if I can get that out correctly, and
okay.
Berkeley. And she's now branched out to independent publishing, audiobooks, comic books, and she used to be the host of the Romance Bookmark, which was formerly Canned Laughter and Coffee. So you definitely, I'm sure if you have tuned into that, you know who I'm about to be saying she's here. So without further ado, I am welcoming Renee Bernard, USA Today best-selling and award-winning author Renee Bernard to the show. Welcome, Renee.
Woo,
come on
when you
down.
Feel that. It sounds so, either it sounds really amazing or it sounds like I have ADHD and I just, I've done it all and apparently can't focus on any one thing for any period of time. But no.
You know, I'm going with you're just amazing.
Well,
no,
I'll let you. I'm just going to pretend that's true and roll with it. Yes. I haven't counted how many books. I know that a lot of people pride themselves on tracking the number, but I will probably do a tally. Maybe next year I will sit down and do a tally, and I'll be like, this is how many books I've done. I know it's not as high as I wanted it to be. Like, my brain, if somehow there were just a mechanism to go from brain to reader, just I think I could probably put out 12 books a year. But unfortunately, technology has not yet caught up with my passion. So
with all that creative
much,
genius.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
I'm at a much slower pace of translation. So I'm working on that now. Yeah.
Oh, I heard you were digging to my intro. My brother did that, actually. I was like, hey, David, I want a new theme song. Can you do that for me? So he's like, what? Huh? He's a musician, folks, by the way, so it's not that hard for him to come up with something. But I had to.
Oh, that's good.
I wanted to
that's
keep
mean
it
if
with,
he was like an accountant and you were like, hey,
right.
I need a theme song. And he's like, what?
What's GarageBand when you need it?
No, it was like,
so yeah, I told him, you know,
meets,
okay, you got 16 seconds for intro and 10 seconds for the outro. Go to it, big brother.
That's so great that he could do that for you. If I asked anyone I knew, it would just be somebody humming with like a kazoo and, you know, maybe a shoebox for rhythm. And yeah, it wouldn't be good. Or it would be so horrible that it would go viral. You don't know. You never know.
I know. You really do never know about that.
No. I'm the internet. I'll admit
thing.
It live on the radio. The internet astonishes me every single day. You'd think at some point I would just expect. But no. Each and every day I am just amazed. So.
know, we could talk all night, so we have to get some stuff in there early. Like, tell us.
Stick to the program,
you know, we're not going
to
do the whole.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
We're not going to do the whole bio thing because, you know, guys, if you want to Google her later or as we're talking to her, you can check out her website. And
please,
Renee,
yeah.
website?
Oh, it's ReneeBernardAuthor.com. There you go.
Yes. And so we are not. We've got so much to cover tonight. So we're going to skip the whole bio thing. And she's been writing since she was three, and all of that.
Yes.
And we're just going to go straight into a series that I, for one, have been waiting very patiently for, and I was happy enough to be in on it from the inception here, but I am going to let her tell you a little bit more about the Duchess Club, which brings a lot of characters forward again from the Jaded Gentleman series that I seriously fell in love with. And I think that was like, well, I'd already known Renee for like 2 seconds. And then once she told me about the Jaded Gentleman, I started reading them, and my Kindle was on fire for like a week, and I didn't sleep at all because as soon as I was done with one, ping, bye now, I was clicking on that other one, and I went through all of them.
Oh, yes.
And it was much to my husband's dismay because I was using his account to buy them, so the next thing you know, he's getting like, Lisa, why am I getting books that have guys with no shirts on and Beauty and the Buccaneer? What's that about? I'm like,
oh, you got that one?
Renee Bernard, because you got like a billion books from her. So
sharing an account with your spouse on Kindle, I think, is one of the greatest tests of a marriage that you can go in a modern society, because their reading tastes are so diverse. And
it's really eclectic now, and you know that because, you know, I'm sure, you know, your husband's stuff is way, way different than what you're reading.
Oh, it's a shocker.
And so we have a little bit,
shocking.
We have a cornucopia of idols.
Like, Amazon thinks, honestly, that there's some schizophrenia going on in our family because Jeffrey is all about apocalyptic zombie sagas of unbelievable, just grit, and then there's all these romances on there. There's just corsets and big skirts, and as your husband pointed out, men with no shirts.
You know, but the funny thing was that he was getting all of those recommendations, and he has like 150 books on, you know, program management and Scrum Master and Agile methodologies and so forth. And then there's Lisa's section.
I'm not sure how these marriages actually came, you know, what can I say? Opposites attract. But the Duchess Club was, most of the Jaded, I don't want to say all, most of the Jaded had children. That's what happens when you don't, you know, have certain preventative measures in place.
I knew you were going there.
But, you know, sorry, people, they didn't really have anything to stop that from happening. So go figure, the guys all had kids. And I wanted to do something that was a continuation, but I wanted to really do something a little different. So, and I also hit the roadblock, for anybody who's with me on this, the characters live in my head like some sort of really awesome refugee camp. It's got oriental rugs. It's got gas lights. It's a gorgeous. It's just an amazing, amazing place to be. And they won't leave. So when I started writing I just thought, I'll write the next saga. And the men all were very concerned about their children, their daughters. They got very protective, very rednecky. There were death threats. All kinds of things started happening. So as a result, the Duchess Club is really fun, really fabulous, and I'm discovering a very clean read for anybody who wanted a little break from the steam. The boys insisted. So much more character-driven.
Yeah, daughters.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, Ash. Who is, as anybody knows, the naughtiest guy walking? Of all the Jaded Gentlemen, he's the one who really earns the term, and he's my most prudish when it came to his offspring. So
hysterical because he was just like a man whore, wasn't he?
He was. He was. And that is how he is described as the man whore in my many interviews. I would never say it to his face because, you know, that doesn't go well.
Of course not.
He is my man whore. Or, as romance readers care to know, he's my rogue. He was my rake, my
mm-hmm.
bad boy, you know,
mm-hmm.
the bad boy gone wonderfully right. And so
mm-hmm.
as a father, he's he's a little protective. He's a little protective. So that's why the series took so long. I had to negotiate behind the scenes with Ash Blackwell, and you're welcome. But I pulled it off, and now we're rolling. And the next book is, if I remember correctly, the next book is The Wanton Duchess, and that is Josiah and Eleanor Hastings' daughter. So that's Ivy.
Mm.
So Ivy is next, and that will be lots of fun.
So in the series that you have out right now,
mm-hmm.
We're dealing with not just Ash's daughters, because we're dealing with twins.
Twins.
So tell us a little bit about Scarlet and Star and how they kind of interact. Are they similar? Of course, because, you know, most people assume that twins are just like, oh, they do everything and they see, you know, talk everything together and they dress and they look alike and they think alike.
I mean, yes, twins are special, but I have, as you know, not only you as my twin, but also I have identical twin sisters. So I grew up
mm-hmm.
with twins. And being on the outside of that, you have a lot of insights into exactly how that relationship can work. So
mm-hmm.
while they may look identical, they are completely different personalities, and you've got
mm-hmm.
different approaches to life. And I think that was really important in the book, not to make it a caricature of twins. And
mm-hmm.
not to do the little tricks, the, oh, they finish each other's sentences, and, oh, they just know what the other one is thinking. Although, let's face it, there's always a little of that. But I didn't want to do the same trope where they switch places or, you know, one is mistaken for the other but falls in love with the guy, and blah, blah. I felt like that had been done a little too – it was the easy road. So I wanted to do something
mm-hmm.
much more realistic. So the twins – in The Wild Duchess and The Willful Duchess, because it's kind of two books in one, sort of, they are very different people, and it's a very different path to love. So, and Scarlet is
Which is fun, you know, because you can, you know, that probably opens up a lot of, you know, a lot of leeway for you to, you know, have them in some seriously fun and entertaining and, you know, situations where, you know, because they're so different.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, this is their lead story, and taking that lead and, of course, finding their own way to love and all of the things. But I also know, just like the Jaded, if anyone's familiar with the series, characters don't just disappear or hide in a closet while their friend is, you know, having their adventure. They're very much secondaries. Everyone is in every story. So
mm-hmm.
the twins,
which I love,
factor
I love
heavily in The Wanton Duchess, and they're not ashamed of it at all, which is terrible. No problem getting them to step back up. So getting them to sit down and be quiet, that's another story. But I love the idea of twin characters. I love the idea of the complications that would arise from that and having fun with it, but not in the Shakespeare let's dress up like boys way or the... We're going to talk about that offline later. Well, I wanted to do something genuine in the midst of, sometimes it can feel very constructed romances when you're writing them. They can feel overly fluffy to me, overly thought out. Everything's simple. It's just a matter of a conversation and everything's resolved. So I love to construct stories that have a lot of layers and there's a little bit more going on than meets the eye. Always. So you should laugh and you should cry in a Bernard romance. If you don't, then I blew it at some point.
Now, the Duchess Club is available at
mm-hmm.
Amazon, so everybody definitely check it out. It will be, you know, worth your while. I can definitely tell you that. We're in a second, we're going to talk to Renee about what has preoccupied well over a year of her time in just a second. But I was talking to my my latched-on adopted mom, Renee's mom, Janine, today, and she happened to mention that Renee has just finished a book. So
yeah.
I'm going to let her tell us a little bit about that, and then we're going to get right on into how crazy that was because, you know, we're going to get into the whole what's been preoccupying the last year or time, and then you'll see where I'm going with this. So,
yes,
Renee,
yes.
Tell us about Mystified.
I got into an anthology. So it's a novella, so it's a little bit of a not quite the feat of getting a full-length novel out in the middle of everything, but no, I wrote a novella for the Haunting of Castle Cave North collection that's coming out, and it's from the Red Door Reads group. So I'm really excited. I'm with a lot of other very talented authors, and my story is called The Sweetest Curse. So it's a Halloween collection that's coming out, and I think the release date is September 20th. So it's a Regency set Halloween stories, and they all happen in this one village of Bacamaro. And it's all centered around the reading of a will. So the family's gathering from all these different quadrants, and there's all these curses and ghosts and you name it happening in the various stories. But I'm pretty sure true love prevails throughout, and there's lots of happy endings. So I've never done a Halloween. I've heard of Christmas, right, and Valentine's Day, but I have never been in a Halloween collection before. So this is a
that's
this is first
kind of cool,
me,
really.
Right?
That is definitely cool. And I'm looking at the cover right now. The cover is pretty good. I really love the cover. I really love the bat in the background. So it's pretty neat. But
it's wonderful.
And I'm
yeah,
sitting here it, reading it, it now, yeah. So I'm like, ooh. So it's available actually for pre-order now, listeners. So definitely check that out. And it's Mystified, The Haunting of Castle Cavenor, Book 3. So definitely check that out. And so,
yes.
Renee,
yes.
Tell us what you've been up to in your, I'm putting my air quotes up, in your spare time. You've kind of come up with, you've been the mommy of a really spectacular brainchild thing going on.
Yes.
And
I had
an opportunity that just came up. So just tell us kind of a little bit about how what you're about to tell us and have not just yet got started and what it's all about.
I had a crazy idea. I went to visit a wonderful reader in Spokane, and she took me to the Davenport, to the historic Davenport Hotel. And I walked into this hotel with Tiffany glass ceiling panels and just this incredible vibe. And all I could think was, wow, this is where historical romance authors and readers could just get together, and if we did nothing but sit in the lobby of this hotel and hang out and drink mimosas, I think my life would be complete. And from that bizarre notion, I was like a pit bull. It's very stubborn, and I dug my teeth in, and I finally decided I'm gonna do it. So against the advice of many, many, many experienced people who've done conferences and trade shows who told me don't, I did. And I contacted Delilah Marvell, who I knew lived in the Northwest, and I thought, I'll just try and see if I can talk her into helping me out or what would she say. And she instantly got the dream, and she and I basically co-founded the Historical Romance Retreat. And that's what it's called, the Historical Romance Retreat, or the HRR.
Mm-hmm.
And
it is
a reader event in the purest sense. There are no industry elements. There's no trade show elements. There's nobody selling you something or shoving anything in your face. It's really just a place for people to celebrate historical romances, for the authors to celebrate the genre they love with the readers who love them and just bask in it. So we're having high tea and a grand ball. We're going to be drinking absinthe. We're going to go see a black and white movie in an Art Deco theater that was built in 1913. You
wow.
name it, we're doing it in a glorious weekend. And we have about 20 tickets left. So if anybody's in that area or even not in that area, hey, people, give yourself an early Christmas present and register for the retreat. It's September 22nd through the 25th. So mm-hmm. it's 3 weeks away. You've got a little time to pack and get out there. We're going to have the time of our lives. And the registration fee is really reasonable for what you're getting. And I think that's the thing. People are used to going to a conference and just kind of scraping together cracker here, cheese there. Oh God. When I say retreat, the only thing we're missing are the spa treatments and the pedis. Everything else mm-hmm. I think readers are going to be amazed at what's coming their way. So, yeah.
Wow. Now,
oh, yeah.
Renee, what's the URL for the HRR site so they can kind of take a look at it and
oh,
get more
absolutely.
Information and register?
Yeah. It's historicalromanceretreat.com. What?
You're like, score, got that URL.
Somehow, and this is a shocker, no one else was trying to get that. I can't believe it. How is that possible? We may shorten it to HRR.com at some point, but we wanted to say what it was in the title
right.
and make the most of it. This year we're in Spokane. We're hoping to stay in Spokane. But, you know, we might be doing at some point down the road, we might be doing an East Coast version and coming out. And so it'll be moving around. But I know
mm-hmm.
Spokane sounds a little bit like, you know, where? But trust me, it's worth it. It's a great, great destination. And I think readers really, we are going to create a premier experience that they're not getting anywhere else. Mary Balog is flying out from England. We've got
oh wow, I didn't know that one.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. We've got Anna Campbell coming in from Australia. We've got authors coming from all over and readers coming from all over the globe. So it is going to be a tight, fun, intimate group. It's not a big thing like RWA or RT where you can get a little overwhelmed, I think, when there's 2,000 people cramming
mm-hmm.
into something. This is a really lovely organization, and we've kept the numbers under 300 for authors and readers when we're all
nice
crammed together.
It'll be a nice intimate setting for a long
yep.
weekend in Spokane at the, oh, my gosh, the just amazing, incredible Davenport Hotel. And if
yes.
you guys have seen definitely check out the website. Definitely check out the website for Historical Romance Retreat. In addition to that, the Davenport itself, and
yes.
just kind of check out some of the gallery of photos. I mean, it literally looks like you're just stepping back into time with, like, you know, classic Hollywood.
And that's
and
what we
just,
wanted it to feel like. We
beautiful.
Wanted to just suspend disbelief and just go ahead and enjoy it. And we're going to have a Regency gambling night in the Marie Antoinette, you know, ballroom and all this. We're going to really just have fun with it. And the list of authors is also on the website. I mean, there's Sabrina Jeffries, Victoria Alexander, Linda Lale Miller is coming out. She's returning to historicals and will be writing more historicals. So she wanted to come back, and so she's
oh,
doing
wow.
the retreat to reconnect with readers.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm leaving out, you know, 35 other incredible names because my brain is just swimming uphill. But
right.
this is not like midlisters and, you know, I don't know who that person is. This is an incredible group of ladies. And we do have a few debut or some newer authors as well because we wanted to keep a good mix. But for the most part,
mm-hmm.
it's heavy hitters, just wall to wall.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they'll meet every single author. There is no way you can get through the retreat. We actually built it that way. You will absolutely meet and spend time with every single author.
Which I want to say is definitely a great thing for a reader because, you know, figure the odds when you go to some of the larger conferences. Sometimes you see your favorite author in passing, mm-hmm. or you may get a couple minutes with them or a hi and, you know, grab a book or get a autograph, get a selfie really quick, and then mm-hmm. it's just on to the next one. So this is a really great opportunity to be able to just kind of mix and mingle and hang out, just kind of relax and hang out with some of those authors that, you know, you love and you read and you know over the years, and just to get a chance to, you know, talk to them in a setting that is relaxed and it's more, you know, intimate, and it's just a great opportunity to just mix and mingle and just take a load off. I mean, hey, what better thing to do for a couple of days at the end of September than to hang out at the Davenport Hotel at a historical romance retreat that is
absolutely
really
absolutely.
Tailored for readers. I mean,
and
that's like
to,
one thing.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be great. Yeah. We've tried to tell people. I don't think they realize, like, guys, remember back in the day when you got free books and you got great, you know, gifts, or it was like a really fun. Yeah, we're there. So I don't want to give away all the surprises, but let's just say that when you get your registration bag, you've already recouped your registration cost. Like, you're in the bag. You're good to go. Everything else after that is gravy. And boy,
gravy.
Is there 4 full days of nothing but buttery, calorie-rich gravy coming your way. So, but that's
and
how we accidentally.
I'm sure a scone in there somewhere, y'all.
Yeah.
Well, I'm definitely looking forward to the high tea. I'm looking forward to, because I'm going, by the way, people. I will be going. And so I am looking forward to the Davenport Hotel. I'm looking forward to kind of hanging out with all the historical authors that I kind of grew up on, because I think my first foray into reading romance was actually historical fiction, because my sister read historical. So I grew up reading like Barbara Cartland and Julie Garwood and Joanna Lindsay and Jude Devereaux, because that's really what my sister read. And so she was like, hey, you got to try this. I'm like, what? So as a teenager, of course, you know, what better way to kind of just lose yourself in a just amazing romance is right, you know, reading historical.
I can't think of a better way.
I really do love
them. Yeah, the only thing that tops it off is that we accidentally hired a Colin Firth lookalike, ladies. So for the grand ball,
that
guy
that
up
one,
in the
like,
balcony
sweet.
Playing that cello, Mr. Darcy, come on down. I was like, oh, bonus. And I'm just going to say 2 words, and then I'm going to drop the mic, but chocolate fountain. Okay, and we're done. Grand ball, chocolate fountain, done. Okay.
Renee out.
But if we do it right, and we're going to do it right, I think, seriously, we are going to set the gold standard for reader events and for historical romance. I think it's okay to celebrate historical romance and not kind of make it a guilty pleasure. It's okay. And I think that this is going to be the event. It's going to be like Burning Man. We're going to get into a first-come, first-serve lottery ticket situation in a couple years. Next year it might still be calm. I don't know, though. If everybody who's there this year wants to come back next year, it's going to get ugly.
Yeah, because I am definitely sure that word will spread like wildfire. And
I hope so.
I mean, even in the last like couple of days, because I've been kind of keeping tabs on the registration and stuff, and even the last couple of days, there have been a significant amount of ticket sales. So people definitely go to historical, www.historicalromanceretreat.com. Check it out.
Thank you.
It is well worth the effort to go.
2 years of prep. Delilah and I have put blood, sweat, tears, and, of course, everything's gone into the retreat. We're We're not ranking. There's been no profit. The goal of the retreat is to make it special for the readers and the authors that participate. That's the only goal, is to make it magical, not just good,
right,
but magical. So, fingers crossed.
And I am absolutely sure. I haven't even gone yet. It hasn't even started yet. I am absolutely sure it's going to be mission accomplished. Booyah!
Woo! Yeah. I'll celebrate after. I'll be the most
sober, exactly.
Nervous.
I don't think anybody's going to be able to get a hold of either Renee or Delilah for like a week or so afterwards, because
this is my last public appearance before the retreat. I will be going underground into a bunker, shielded from the internet at this point. It's over. I will be gone. But I really hope, I know it's like everybody said, 20 more tickets. I really hope that people decide to jump in at the last, because if you're there at the start of something, there's just something incredible about that. There's something priceless about that. And to be able to say that you were at the first historical romance retreat, you were there when it happened, and it's only going to get better, but still, oh man, there's something about being, you know, in that very first group that just, it's worth it. So, forget Labor Day, put in for the holiday pay, slide it on over, and it is a weekend. It's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So, you know, a couple days off work and you are golden. Come on out and up to Spokane. I don't even live in Spokane, but I'm telling you, we're going. We are Marines.
Neither do I. I'm coming from North Carolina, folks, so
yeah.
This will be my first foray into Spokane, and my poor sister lives in Seattle, and I'm like, ooh, that's 4 hours away, so I may not even see my sister, but I will.
You don't have to tell her. Yeah, don't tell her you're in the area. It's all good. We'll cover for you. We'll cover for you.
Now, Renee, is the retreat open to the public at all? Are you going to have like a book signing or anything?
There's a book fair on Saturday, the 24th, from 1 to 4:30, and that is free and open to the public. So the authors will be signing books in the Grand Pennington Ballroom, and we're going to have that set so that people can come in from the outside and meet the authors and purchase books and do all of that. So we do have a book fair, but it is free to the public. There's no tickets necessary for that. And that's a little different too. Most of the events, they'll charge the public to come in. But we pretty much kicked the doors open and said, nope, if you love historical romance, come on down. But that's the only part of the retreat that's open to the public. The rest of it is for our attendees only. Every party is private, and it is just for those attendees.
Readers are definitely going to be spoiled and pampered that weekend, definitely. So even if you check it out and you're not able to go, you can't move some things around, if you know of anybody in Spokane, in that
Idaho,
area,
Washington, Oregon,
anywhere within a couple hours of drive, definitely let them know about this. Let them know that the Saturday book fair is open to the public. It is free admission. So definitely spread the word, because HRR is coming.
And we even have scholarships available. That sounds crazy, but if you're a librarian or a bookseller and you're interested in attending, email me, and we will waive registration for somebody who can prove that they're a bookseller. Come on, people, now. If you can prove that you're a bookseller or a librarian, we'll actually waive your registration. All you have to pay for is your hotel and, of course, you know, getting there. But we'll help you make it happen, because we love books and we love anybody who loves books. And let's face it, it's important as a community to support each other. So I do want to let everybody know that is available. If you're a bookseller and you want to come out and meet, you know, the greats and just hang out with some awesome super readers, we will make it happen for you.
Okay. So definitely, people, check out the URL again for that website is historicalromanceretreat.com. I am sitting on it right now. Step back in time with your favorite authors. I'm sitting here just slobbering all over looking at this amazing, amazing hotel. I mean, it just drips love and romance and it, just classic.
It does, doesn't it? And it's better
beauty.
In person. It's better in person.
I may get sensory overload. Y'all just going to see me just sitting in a chair somewhere, just like looking around, just going, oh, my gosh.
Well, you know, we deliberately didn't overschedule. There are blocks of time where, and that's the thing, too, unlike some conventions.
Awesome.
Yeah, you're not scheduled from 8 a.m. in the morning until, you know, midnight. You've got blocks of time where you can relax, enjoy the hotel. There's amazing shopping and fun stuff right around there. There's a park with a old-fashioned merry-go-round, and I love it. So if you want to get out and explore, it's a wonderful miniature little city that has just this great vibe to it. But, yeah, we didn't overbook it either. So there's something every day, multiple parties, but huge blocks of time where people can just relax. And no, costumes are not required, but apparently a lot of people are very excited about the time travel aspect, and they are going to be dressing in their favorite periods of time. So I think we're going to be a very colorful group.
That is awesome. That is really awesome. And so, I'm excited because though I won't be dressing in my favorite era, I will be taking lots of pictures. I will be posting some of the fun things on readersentertainment.com's blog. So
yes.
I'll definitely have some things to post there. I'm looking forward to the historical foods, the games, the music, Mr. Darcy,
Delilah,
of course.
Delilah has a degree in culinary. She has a degree in culinary arts, and she specialized in historical foods. I'm not kidding. And so when you go to Absinthe and Abigail's, everybody, because I'm just assuming that everybody, you're all coming. So when we go to Absinthe and Abigail's night, you're actually going to be drinking. You're going to get a taste of Charles Dickens' favorite drink. You're going to try Jane Austen's favorite drink. You're going to try all these wonderful historical drinks that aren't on any modern menu. And you just get a little. We're not going to try and get anybody, sauced over the top there. But you'll actually get to taste those things. And some of the hors d'oeuvres are authentic to the period. So when we go back and when we try to have those little touches, we kind of it's just not cheese and crackers, guys. We've had so much fun putting this together for everybody. And I just can't wait for people's reactions when they get to gamble with period money. And pretend they're in a gambling hall. We're going to be playing games that were authentic to certain time periods and trying new things. It's just going to be fun, and I can't wait. So yeah, 21 days. The count is on. So woo! But that's what I've been doing 2 years, and then people are like, when's the next book coming out? I'm like, miscalculated.
And of course, you've been able to get out a few since then.
Few.
So it's like, hurrah! You are just a dynamo, okay?
Thank you. Thank you for saying that. I really appreciate that. Six characters in my head just went, yeah, really? Yeah, really? You think so? Hurry it up, babe.
Yeah, they know I love them.
I know, but they're so pushy. But no, I did get a book out, and I've got more in the Duchess Club. I promise they're coming. And I'm also going to continue to write the Eternity Gambit series, which is the comedy, paranormal comedy.
Another awesome series. So definitely check Renee out at ReneeBernardAuthor.com to learn more about Renee and her books. And once again, for all of you, the Historical Romance Retreat, September 22nd through the 25th in Spokane, Washington. The website is www.historicalromanceretreat.com. I hate to draw the evening to a close, Because, like I said, Renee and I could just talk all night long.
We could
bring you along for the ride. So
we could just go on and on. But no, I'm just anytime I get to hang out with you or talk to you, you know it's huge. And well, I think it's stalking, but I think since we're related, I'm allowed to call you excessively. So it's always fun. But this is really great for me. It's a chance to talk about something that's, you know, my dream, right, coming true, and to share that. And it's a really exciting time for us. And I'm just really excited to share that with the world and with readers. So once they cross the threshold of that hotel, I think everybody's going to get the vision. They're all going to get it. And then who knows where it's going to go from there.
And for all of you that may not be able to make it, you know, I am sure social media is going to be blowing up with pictures and people just commenting and videos and just snippets of what's going on for that weekend. So make sure you're following along on the hashtag #HRR2016 so you can
We'll get a new hashtag. Yeah, we'll get a new, I promise.
Yeah.
Oh, and we are doing 2017. And I tell you what, I'll give you an exclusive before I go, because we do have to, I know you got to close it off, but November 1st, registration will start for 2017. It's going to go very, very fast. So mark your calendars, put an alarm on there, get ready, because as of November 1st, we will be opening registration, and we'll have early bird registration, so a discounted registration, probably for just 2 weeks, and then that's it. It'll go to full. So, but I honestly think we'll sell out. So who cares? November 1st is when you'll want to queue up. Yeah.
Like Kevin Hart says, it's about to go down.
It's about to go down. That's right. It is about to go down. So if you can't make it this year.
And you know what? Yeah,
that
definitely. I definitely know there's going to be a ridiculous amount, I'm sure, of pictures and stuff. So people will be able to kind of see the ones that weren't able to get there, kind of see what they missed, and kind of just, you know, live vicariously through the people that were able to go. And then you'll definitely sign up for next year's because, you know, hey, why miss that kind of fun and ambiance and pampering 2 years in a row, really, people?
Yeah, once, okay, but twice, you're just being cruel to yourself.
That's just,
you're just
unheard
being cruel.
Of.
Stop it.
And hey, Renee, before I forget, I want to get you and the ladies on. You know, I just thought of something. I want to do like a little Halloween, show to talk about Mystified. So maybe you guys can come on that Thursday, the 27th, just a couple of days before. So we can just chat about the book a little bit and what it was like writing the anthology with the three of you. And just, you know, kind of
talk. Oh, we'd love to.
Oh,
you booked the show. Yeah. Consider it done. I will
consider
talk to the gang.
Red Door Reads. I'm putting it in right as we speak, people, right now.
That's chaos.
There we go.
Just tell me how many you want, because there's a lot of them. There's a lot of us. It's a lot.
Cool. Okay.
Four.
We will definitely set that up. It'll be like a Halloween, little romance Halloween little party to talk about the book and just what it was like writing it and a little bit about everybody's story.
It's four books, and there's four stories in each. It's 16 novellas in that collection, guys. This is, it's a big time fun romp, and all those stories are interconnected. So talk about a feat of writing. It's 16 authors working in
16.
Concert. Yep.
Whoa.
It's cray-cray. Cray-cray.
Yeah, it's done. We are going to call that the Halloween romance book
extravaganza.
Party.
Yes.
Extravaganza.
Extravaganza.
All right.
Okay. All right. Well,
we
got this done. We stayed on track. I'm so proud of us. So proud of us. Because we do get distracted. You know we do. You know it happens.
Well, guess what? We are way out of time, but I would like to thank our listeners for for joining us here at Readers Entertainment Radio. I'm just amazed it's still recording. So don't forget to find us at readersentertainment.com. You can check out the recap blog of Renee's show later this evening. If you like, you can leave a comment there about tonight's show. We'd love to hear from you. Again, if you have any questions about the Historical Romance Retreat, you can definitely check it out at historicalromanceretreat.com or ReneeBernardAuthor.com to get a hold of Renee.
That's right. Yeah, so, they can contact me through either website. All right, I'm going to let them all go. Good night. Thank you for having me on the show. Good night. Okay.
You're like, okay, we gotta go.
Well, I like if Sheila's gonna. Sheila's
this
gonna
show
kill
brought
me.
To you by
right.
Circle of Seven Productions.
www.cosproductions.com.
Please be sure to subscribe and welcome to our
good.
Circle.
Good night, everybody.